You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has urged members of the National Council of Churches of Taiwan to continue in their work to educate young generations in the art of dialogue so that they can become protagonists of a much-needed culture of harmony and reconciliation. The Pope was addressing a delegation of the Council whom he received in audience in the Vatican. The Ecumenical Council, founded in 1991, aims to achieve full Christian unity by strengthening the relationship of churches, promoting cooperation, charitable works, and education, as well as proclaiming the Christian message and participating in the common mission of the Church in the world. To members of the delegation gathered in the Vatican's Consistory Hall, Pope Francis spoke of his recent visit to Myanmar and Bangladesh, where he said he experienced both the vitality and enterprise of the people, but also the suffering face of a humanity which is all too often deprived of material prosperity and social well-being.
Come sapete, sono da poco rientrato da una visita in Myanmar e in Bangladesh.
Reiterating his deep belief that as Christians, we are called to work together to promote the dignity of each human being, he thanked those present for their commitment to promote greater unity between believers in the Lord, and said that the strengthening of relations between Christians and the shared proclamation of the gospel, also through works of charity and educational projects aimed at the young, will prove beneficial to society as a whole.
Un futuro migliore per tutti esige, infatti, la formazione delle giovani generazioni.
Building a better future for all, Francis said, requires in a particular way educating the younger generations in the art of dialogue, so that they can become protagonists of a much-needed culture of harmony and reconciliation. This, he said, will encourage them to pursue the path that leads from conflict to communion, a path that has shown itself so fruitful in the ecumenical journey. The Pope concluded his discourse, encouraging all to continue the journey together in the primacy of charity towards full Christian unity. I'm Linda Bordoni.